这是一件新事，神派一个讲员来到我们中间，他有这样的感动跟我们在一起，神在做什么？
This is a great new thing for Dr. Lu to come to our church to give us this lesson is from God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，愿我们的生命成为耶稣呼召的见证。
Brother sister, let us be a witness for Christ Jesus for our missions.
我们把荣耀归给主。
Give glory to the Lord.
我们也谢谢 Dr. Lu 在我们中间，我们把接下来的时间交给他。
We welcome Dr. Lu.
弟兄姐妹们，主内平安。
Brother sisters, peace with you.
不要害怕，我不会咬你。
Don't worry, he will not bite me.
感谢主的恩典，今天下午的时间能够与弟兄姐妹们分享主的话语。
Thanks to the Lord to be here with both brothers and sisters and all the young brothers and sisters and to share the God's words.
他用的词很正确，他说 young brothers and sisters, 你们都不老。
We are all young brothers and sisters.
还有时间能够为主做美好的事情。
We still have a lot of time to do good things for God.
其实我晚上的时候，我告诉弟兄姐妹们，通常我是用英文讲道、英文教课的。
On Friday night, Dr. Lu mentioned that he used to teach and preach in English.
到了中国教会，却要用普通话讲道。
When he comes to a Chinese church, he needs to speak in Mandarin.
所以我就用最普通的普通话。
He is the most beautiful Mandarin.
The simple, simple. 我听得懂啊。
All Mandarin are beautiful.
But simple and beautiful.
Amen.
所以求神恩待我们。
Please God, treat us good and show our mercy.
今天早上的时候，与牧师、长执同工们一起在那块地祷告，求神开恩建造教会。
This morning, all the elders andpastors and Dr. Lu pray in our future church place to begging God to give us more bless more for us.
在祷告的时候
in our prayer,
天上的云彩有个十字架
there's a cross in the sky, building in it's just a cloud, the rain.
几位姐妹，她拍了，有证据。
Sister Wei-Shi, you know, took a picture immediately as a witness.
下个星期可以给他们看吧。真的，就是天上鲜明的十字架。
This is cross in the sky.
当我们手牵手的时候，在主面前同心祷告的时候
，We pray together, hand in hand, heart in heart.At that time,
天上的十字架照耀在地上。
The cross in the sky showing glory to all of us.
我说感谢主赐给你们这个教会何等大的福分。
Thank God to such abundant blessings to all of us.
主赐给你们这么多的人言和智言。
God give us so many.Good brothers, sisters, and so much abundant resources.
在以后十年、二十年当中，主在这个教会当中要做奇妙的事件。
In the next 10 years, 20 years, there's so much good things will be happening in our church.
我们在这里，上帝兴起的这个中国教会，华人教会。
Such a Chinese church has been raised up in this area.
我们在这里的教会，在这个地区，在这个时刻所要扮演的角色是什么呢？
What is our role in this time at this place to do what?
巴不得我们再次的回到主的面前，把他的使命做得稳定，然后向着前面的使命奔跑。
We must come to the Lord to grasp the mission, the revelation God gave us.
And
totally devoted to do God's give us the revolution. Until he comes back.
We should
be loyal, to be focused, to have devotion all the time.
和我还没有离开世界上的时候，要离开世上的时候，我们对上帝说，那美好的仗我已经打完了。
At that moment, if we are going to leave the war, we would say the beautiful battle we have fight for the Lord already.
你所托付我的使命，我完成了。
The mission you gave us, the mission we have accomplished.
上帝带给你的使命，给教会的使命，我们要在上帝的面前要做一个好的交代。
The mission give us and give out the give us brothers and sisters and give our church we have finished fulfilled completely.
今天下午的时间，牧师要我讲有关宣教方面。
Today I will talk about mission.
这几三星啊，星期五晚上的时候，我们就查考《使徒行传》第十一章。
On Friday night, we have study a Book of Acts, chapter 11.
在《使徒行传》十一章的时候，在十九节，那些因为斯提芳遭患难，世上的门徒只走到腓力基和基比路，并安提阿。他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲道。
Book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 19. Now those who had been accused by the persecuted in connection with the Stephen travel as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to the Jews.
他们从耶路撒冷
They from Jerusalem
到了腓力基
To Phoenicia
到了基比路
and
然后到了安提阿
And then to Antioch
第二十节说当内中有基比路和库利奈人他们到了安提阿也向希利尼就是希腊人传讲主耶稣所以他们同在，信而归主的人就更多了。
Verse 20 to 22, some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks, also telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hands, are with them, and then a great number of people believe and turn to the Lord.
他们从库利奈
Cyrene, they're from Cyrene.
是非洲的国家
It's in Africa.
信徒门徒们从库利奈也到了基比路，然后和基比路人一起的也到了安提阿
Those African people, they from Africa to Antioch to come to the Lord.
圣经里面告诉我们说，开始的时候，他们不向别人讲道，是向犹太人讲。
In the beginning, they don't preach to
they preach the word only
to the
Jews.
Yeah, not to the
not to any other people.
Not to any other people.
Yeah. 中文的翻译很好，因为他说不像，是像，也像。
Oh, this in Chinese, it's more beautiful. They don't speak.
They only preach the word not to anyone else, but only to the Jews, also to the Greeks. 不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。可是这些基比路人和库利奈人，他们到了安提的时候，也向希腊人、希利尼人传讲主耶稣。
In the beginning, they only speak to Jews, but when they went to Antioch, they speak all the people all over the world.
当他们到了安提阿的时候，开始他们吃不够像犹太人讲。
In the beginning, they only speak to Jews.
可是在二十节的时候，这个很大的突破。
In the verse 20, there's a breakthrough.
他们这些基比路人和库利莱人到了安提阿，也像希腊人、希尼利人传讲主耶稣。
So originally they from they when they reach Antioch, they also speak to the Greeks and people from Africa.
这是个宣教的突破。
This is a breakthrough of a mission.
以前只不过向犹太人讲，现在却向外邦人讲。
Originally, they only preach to the Jew, but right now they have the breakthrough, so they preach gospel to all the people.
这个事情呢，向外邦人传讲主耶稣基督，不是在保罗行程之前。They are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Greeks.This missionary enterprise happened before the missionary journey of St. Paul. 保罗的行程，宣教的行程是在使徒行传十三章的开始。
The Paul, the Apostle Paul's mission trip begins at chapter 13.
可是在保罗先向外邦人宣传主耶稣基督的时候，之前他们已经先做了。
Before Apostle Paul's mission trip, to preach the gospel to the non-Jews, people in Antioch or the Christian in Antioch, they already start to preach gospel.
走在保罗的前面。
They way ahead of Apostle Paul.
他们是宣教突破了。
They are pioneer in mission.
他们的名字是什么呢？没有人知道。
What are those brothers and sisters' names? Nobody knows.
这些无名的宣教士跑到保罗的前面，向外邦人传讲主耶稣。
Those nameless missionary preach gospels to all the people before Apostle Paul.
从他们的宣教里面，我们看见一些宣教。不可缺乏的成分。
So we can find the indispensable components of mission from those nameless brothers and sisters.
第一方面是什么呢？
First of all,
他们像这些未得之民，像这些希腊人，像这些外邦人，未得之民，灌传福音啊。
They widespread preach gospels to all the peoples across the world.
因为他说呢。他们向希腊人、希尼尼人传讲主耶稣。
Because in verse 20, they begin to speak Greek, also telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus.
这些希腊人为的知名，向他们传讲主耶稣。
Speak to those Greeks about good news.
Those Greeks are unreached, never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ.没有听过耶稣基督的福音，这些未得之民 ，those unreached people groups never heard of the gospel of Jesus Christ。他们这样子，犹太人向希腊人、希尼利人传讲福音的时候，他们超越了文化，超越了语言，超越了种族，超越了边界。
When Jewish Christians preach good news about Jesus Christ, and they cross cultures, language, and racial barriers, and also geography boundaries.
他们向这些未得之民传福音，亚洲有很多未得之民。
There's a lot of peoples in Asia, they are also unheard about gospel.
55% 世界人口住在亚洲。
55% population in the world are living in the Asia.
我们都很多人从亚洲来，我们是世界在亚洲，是人口住在亚洲占了55%。
We all came from Asia. Asian people consist of 55% of worldwide population.
所以我对美国人说，哎，我们所讲的英文啊，你还是现在习惯听了，因为呢，天堂里面我们会同样的说话。
We talk to American people. Right now we speak English, but in the heaven we will speak.
We will speak heavenly English.
Heavenly English.
Because there are many, many Chinese in heaven.
There's 55% Chinese in heaven.
You see, God loved 上帝爱中国人吧。
God loves Chinese people.
为什么有这么多中国孩子呢？如果他不爱的话，他不会生这么多的，对不对？
我
如果不爱你的孩子的话，你不会生的。
Because God loves Chinese people, so we have so many Chinese children in the world. In the world,
yeah. 亚洲有四个最大的国家都是在亚洲。
The four biggest country in the world are located in Asia.
印尼 ，No 没有
，India，
中国
，China，
印度，中国两个最大的国家都是在亚洲。
India and China, the two biggest, most populated countries, are located in Asia.
四个最大回教国家也是在亚洲。
Four biggest Muslim countries are also located in Asia.
最大的是什么
？Indonesia.
印尼。
Yeah, the biggest.
Indonesia.
Yeah, most populated Muslim country.
有谁是从印度尼西亚来的
？From Indonesia. Is anybody from Indonesia?
没有哈。第二。
The second one.
孟加拉。
Bangladesh.
第三，巴基斯坦。
Pakistan.
第四。
The fourth.
请你猜猜是哪一个？
Malaysia.
不是。
No.
泰国 No. 第四。China. 不是。印度。
India. The fourth biggest.
15%或20%。
15% to 20% of Indian population.
印度的人口是回教徒。
Is Muslim.
如果他们都是在印度北部，都是回教徒。
In the northern borders of India.
我们说认为说印度是个印度国家，可是也是个回教国家。
So India is not only a Hindu country, but also a Muslim country.
这些都是为的殖民，很多人都没有听见耶稣基督的福音啊。
Those people have never heard of Jesus Christ.
这些都是为的殖民，需要你和我向他们传扬主耶稣基督的信息。
So those people are waiting for us to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
在亚洲有很多为的殖民，你看，在整个世界当中有多少个民族呢？
How many group? How many racial
groups are there in the world? 16,500 个不同的民族，各个民族有他们的风俗习惯，他们的语言不同，这是还有每个民族都是上千上万的。
There are 16,500 racial groups in the world. They all have different culture, different language, different behaviors.
从这些未得知名这些民族当中，有多少个民族可以算是未得知名 ？How many of these people groups are considered as unreached people groups？ 6,800这个民族族群，每一族是上千上万的。
16,800 racial groups in the world are unreached right now.
多半的未得知名都是在亚洲。
Most of unreached people are located in Asia.
印度
，India，
2,221
22,21
巴基斯坦
，Pakistan，
中国
448
在中国，我们有很多的民族在那里。
In China,
there are many people groups.Inside China, 我们是汉族，可是很多是 维尔族、布依族、藏族不同的民族。
In China, we have so many minority groups. Han race is a majority.
Then you have the Uyghur people, you have the Puyi people, you have the Hui people, you have the Tibetans. 不同的民族。
All different racial groups in China.
不同的民族。这些很多都是还没有听过耶稣基督的福音。
Those racial groups are unreached. Never heard of it. In Myanmar.
有一个民族，这个民族是藏族，Shan。
The Shan group in Myanmar.
People group of Myanmar, Burma.
Burma.
人口400万。
4 million population.
多少位基督徒呢？不到1%。
Less than 1% population in Shan race in Myanmar, Burma.
They are all
unreached right now.
这个呢,是巴东在缅甸这个长颈族。
The Badong race is a long neck race.
有没有看过? 没有看过? 我以后带你们去走。
The population 67,400.
信主也不大，1%。
Less than 1%, 0.3% population are Christians.
他们就住在这个金三角。
There's a golden triangle.
他们住的地方都是种鸦片，这是鸦片。
There's opium.
这花还美丽啊。
In the golden triangle, are famous about opium.
很美丽哈。 是毒品啊。
Opium flower is very beautiful, but it's a drug, it's poison.
毒品都是美丽的。
All the poison, all the drug are from some beautiful plants.
这个鸦片。
That's opium. That's opium plants.
都是在那里的这个位置殖民，住在那里。
And all the people in that golden triangle are unreached.
所以我们要向这些为的子民传福音，向他们传讲主耶稣基督。We
should have this heart to care about them, to preach gospel about Jesus Christ to those people.
中国的维尔族 Uyghur people.
Uyghur people in China.
人口1000万。
Population 10 million.
多半在新疆。
In the Tibet. In the
信主的人呢， 不到0.02%。
0.01% Christian for Uyghur.
We are the
race.
Hui Zhu. The Hui.
Hui people. In China.
1200万.
12 million Hui people.
信主多少呢?
How many Christians?
0.00%.
0% Christian.
他们住在什么地方啊? 他们住在多少? 很多回族。
Hui people, and that's a geographic area for Hui people. Hui people in China.
257万，56万。
2.5 million people.
中国
in China.
住在这里，贵阳。
In Guangxi province.
这些都是为的知名。 很多人都没有机会听见主耶稣基督，
those people,
没有教会。
Those people are rich people now. They never heard of Jesus Christ, and they don't have any church.
印度，
India，
在这里， Bihar， 这个很重要的州， 有3000万的为的子民。
In India, Bihar province, there's millions of unreached people now.
一个就是为的殖民叫做亚大福族。
Yada race in India.
5547万。
55 million population.
多少人信主呢?
How many Christians? 0% Christian.
你说。 这些都是为的子民。
Those are unreached people.
宣教就是要向这些为的子民传讲主耶稣。
Our purpose of mission just to preach a gospel.
感谢主，我们的宣教师，这个是印度的宣教师。
It's an Indian preacher.
他们就在那里，经过装备之后，向这个亚大夫主传福音。
This Indian ministry, minister, they are equipped to preach gospel in India.
感谢主，现在呢，大概50个人信主。
Thank the Lord. We right now is about 50 Christians there.
他们乡村能够周围的乡村大概住，他们都有大概200万人。
In that village, about 2 million people living there.
从来没有教会。
There's no church before.
感谢主的恩典。
Praise the grace of God.
开始了两间教会。
They establish two churches.
可是这两间教会，这个在200万的未得之民当中，需要还是很大。
There's a great need in that church within the 2 million village over there.
为什么我们要向这些未得之民传福音呢？因为他们没有听过耶稣基督，他们没有见过一个基督徒，他们没有教会，没有机会接触到福音啊。
Why do we preach gospel to those unreach people? First of all, they never heard of Jesus. Secondly, they never seen a Christian witness. And third, they don't have any access to local church. And fourth, they don't have access to the gospel.
如果在座是代表世界的人口的话， If you represent the population of the world, 这四分之一， This one quarter， 你们是基督徒， You are all Christians，四分之一，这四分之一，而这四分之一 another one quarter together half of the world population， 世界人口的一半是慕道朋友。 You are non-believers， 这些慕道朋友有机会听见福音，有基督徒的朋友，有教会在那里，可是他们还没有接受主耶稣基督。 They have the opportunity to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. They have access to the church. They have Christian friends, but never believe. 可是他们有机会接触到福音，能够去教会。 They have access to the gospel and to the church. 一半的人口，另外四分之一，四分之一，这里四分之一是未得之民。These last one quarter represents unreach， 完全没有听见福音，没有看过教会，没有基督徒。No Christian, no church, no access to the gospel。四分之一。哎呀，我这里刚刚好有糖果。I have some wonderful candies。我说哎，哦，你们这里都信主的，我说感谢主，我说我们就送给你吧。
For those Christians, you deserve some candies.
你们这些还没有信主的话，我们欢迎你来教会吧。哎，我们也送给你吧。
You are not Christian, but we still welcome you.
啊，这你们也是如此，你们也是信，没有，你怎么？这个最后四分之一呢？
And the last quarter of the world population?
对不起，没有。
No chance. Sorry.
又再过来。哎，你们基督徒太好了，你们真是爱主，我们就再次的给你们吧。
You're Christian, take more candies.
你们这里的一半的人口，你们都是很好了。你们哦，那我们就再给你。
You are seekers, so take some candies.
这里也是啊，在这我也是给你们了、啊，这里四分之一也再次的给你们。
You are seekers, take more candies.
You get more candies, more candies, more candies.
Oh, candies.
这个是四分之一。
The last quarter of poor population, sorry.
没有。
No candy.
我再回来，如果我再给你们。
So keep doing, keep doing, keep giving,
再给你们
keep giving.
不给你们，你们能怎么反应？
So what's your response to this scenario?
你们反应是什么？
So what's your response?
Not fair.
Not fair. 对，不公平啊。
Not fair.
讲得对。Right on. 你们接受主耶稣基督 ，You believe Jesus Christ. 你们有机会听见耶稣基督 ，You have opportunity to hear the good news. 你们有机会听见耶稣基督的，我们给了再给，他们没有得到，他说 Not fair. 不公平。就是宣教，为什么到他们那里面去呢？他们在等，他们在等，他们在等，他们在等。They have been waiting and waiting and waiting, and they say, "Not fair." 这是宣教。
This is a mission.
我手上有100块钱。
I have $100 bill in my hand.
请问你，这100块钱当中，多少块钱？是用于向未得之民传福音，请你猜一猜。
What is percentage of these $100? We should put into the unreached people.
猜对的话给你。
If you
多少？ You, 啊，一块。他很吝啬，一块。$1，啊，都100块钱啊！你全部给他，你真好。我要等下和你，哎呀，不，是因为你要的缘故，是不是、啊？还有呢，还有多少块钱？啊，2块钱？啊，1/4多少啊
？$25
$25 $25 啊，
一分钱
了
，one cent，
哎呀，一分钱了、啊，一分钱。哦，这个真的的，你在我课上的学到了，你不可以讲。
There's a cheating student here.
Yeah, a cheating student, cheating student. 1/4的人口是基督徒。
There's a quarter, but all population are Christian.
一半的人是慕道的朋友，可是有机会听见福音。
Half a population, all population are seekers.
1/4是未得之民。
Quarter are unreached.
大概100块钱多少块多少钱花在未得之民向未得之民传福音呢
So what is percentage of the $100 bill to pay for the unreached people?
0.001
0.001%
99.999是向你们
99.999%
只有0.001
0.001 only 0.001%
0.001啊，就是这个一分钱的1/10
It's just 1/10 of a cent are spent are given to the unreached people. This is 1 cent. No, one cent. 1 cent, 1分.
1分.
1/10 of 1 cent.
这个一分钱1/10
1/10 of 1 cent.
100块钱当中，99.999花在你们身上，花在你们身上，花在你们身上，只有这一分钱的1/10花在你们身上。你说公平不公平？怪不得他说不公平。所以为什么我要做宣教的工作？为什么我要向未得之民传福音？因为他们等得太久了。Why do I want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to the unreached? Because they've been waiting and waiting, and we spend so little money to reach them. 宣教
mission
就是要向未得之民。
The only purpose of mission is for the unreached people.
传讲主耶稣基督。我们在尼泊尔工作好多年了，在尼泊尔，
尼泊尔
有一个民族叫做 Dutch Buria， 30,000个人。他们的民，他们多少人信主呢？也是没有人信主。
There's a taboo race. Taboo in Nepal.
Nobody believes Jesus Christ. 就是在尼泊尔这里南部那边有一群民族。 没有人信主，可是我们现在有宣教士向他们传扬主耶稣基督。有少数的人现在信主了。There are now a few members that have become Christians in that Dutch Puglia people group. 感谢主，向未得之民传福音，向未得之民传福音，在高山上。
Preach the gospel to the unreached person.
蒙古
Mongolian.
有多少人到过蒙古？
How many people have been to Mongolia before?
风景非常美丽
Great scenery.
很多流动的人民为的殖民 those who are called moving targets, mobile people group. 那里呢有一个家庭就在带这个 Kazakh 家庭
There's a family named Kazakh in Mongolia.
一个 Kazakh 的民族他的 Kazakh 的民族那个家庭他们信主了
They're Christian.
为他怎么样信主的呢
How do they be a Christian?
一位瞎了眼睛的宣教士
Oh, there's a blind ministry
这瞎了眼睛的宣教士他对这些流动性的未得之民啊有负担 He has a great burden for the moving tribes of Mongolia所以他就叫他的弟兄啊，请你带我到他们那里去。所以 ask one of the brothers, please bring him to that people group. 所以那个弟兄呢，就带他到了那个未得之民。And that brothers brought him to the unreached people group. 所以他就遇见了这个家庭。Then he met this family. 对他传扬主耶稣基督 ，preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. 他们信主了。They believe in Jesus Christ. 感谢主，可是他是个瞎了眼睛的 blind missionary， 一个瞎了眼睛的宣教士，向流动性的未得之民传福音啊。A blind missionary trying to reach people groups that is on the move. 弟兄姐妹们。你和我有好的眼睛他瞎了眼睛去找流动性的未得之民你和我没有接口了 We have absolutely no excuse when the blind missionary go forthTo reach the mobile people groups of Mongolia. You have been blessed with excellent eyesight. There is no excuse for us not to be involved in missions to the unreached. 宣教向未得之民灌传福音 Missions is to preach the gospel, is evangelizing.The unreached. 当这个教会开始之后，第二十三节的时候，巴拉巴就劝勉他们立定心志，恒久靠主。之后呢，又去找扫罗。扫罗来到他当中的时候，也在那里教导着教会，兼顾门徒，只有一年的时间。
When he arrived, when Paul arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. And then Barabbas went to Tarsus to look for Saul.And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a while, for a whole year, Barabbas and Saul met with the church and taught a great numbers of people. Disciples were called Christian first in Antioch.
建了教会之后，就要坚固门徒。
To equip the build up the disciples.
After the evangelizing of the unreached is the second.Phase of equipping the disciples. 当我们福音传给他们之后，他们信之后，现在我们就要兼 雇门徒了。
After preaching the gospel to the Christians, we should equip the disciples.
在缅甸金三角里面，就是在金三角里面，我们的培训中心。
In the Golden Triangle of Burma, we have a training centers over there.
栽培这些宣教士，这些牧师。Equipping these missionaries and pastors
in Burma,
印度
India,
就是在比哈那里培训中心兼顾门徒
We have a training centers to equip disciples too.
在印度的培训中心
This is in India, the Penta.
在越南也是如此
In Vietnam, we also have a training center there.
为了乃是兼顾门徒，因为呢，如果一个人信主之后，如果没有去造就他、鼓励他，他会就是离开上帝的话，以后就很难了把他们带回来。
After preaching gospel to the Christians, if we don't equip them in a good way, they will leave the belief, leave the faith.
越南的学生、越南的宣教师，他们都向越南的未得之民传福音。
In Vietnam, those missionaries are preaching gospels to unreached people.
在不丹
In Bhutan.
不丹的宣教师
In Bhutan. The missionaries in Bhutan.
这些当我们要装备这些牧者宣教师的时候我们安排了课程
In order to equip the disciples, we established the curriculum.
这个课程是在建立在圣经为基础
First of all, we set up the biblical foundation for those curriculum
这是实用的也本地化
And very practical to local applications
他们要学习有关如何解释圣经
The keys to unlocking the Bibles
旧约概论
For the Old Testament
新约概论
New Testament
我们耶稣基督的独特性
and the uniqueness of Jesus Christ
圣经教义
the unchanging truths about
伦理学
and biblical ethics
辅导
the consulting healing and consulting
领导
leadership
讲道
and preaching
传福音
and touching the life of those evangelism
这些都是安排好的课程能够装备这些传道人、宣教士们。
This is a well-established curriculum for the
old missionary. 教导他们如何向亚洲人传福音。
To equip them to preach a gospel to Asian people.
啊，有一次啊，我在洛杉矶。
One time I was in Los Angeles.
要我坐飞机飞往新加坡。
In chances to Singapore.
我身体很疲倦。
I was very tired.
所以我对上帝说：“上帝啊，飞机起飞之后呢，我要睡觉。”
I pray and after the flight taken is taken, I will fall asleep. I will take.
我坐在这是坐在这个旁边的桌子这个椅子。
I'm sitting in the aisle.
中间是空着。
And the other seats are empty.
可是这个窗那里呢，是一个大概23岁、24岁新加坡姑娘。
There's a 23 years old in Singapore lady sitting in a window seat.
飞机起飞了。
When the flight is taken.
我想睡觉。
I want to sleep.
可是她要说话。
And she keeps talking.
就问我很多问题。
Asking a lot of questions.
那就没办法啊。
I have no way to reject lady.
所以和她说话。
So talk to her.
然后最后呢，他就问的说：“你做什么事？”
And at the end, she asked, "What do you do?"
我说：“我是传道人。”
I said, "I'm a preacher."
我以为如果我告诉他我是传道人的话，他就不会再问。
I thought if I talking to her, I'm a preacher, she will stop.
很多人都是如此。当你告诉他是你是牧师传道人，他就不问了。There are many people who will not ask me any questions when they know that I'm a pastor. 可是他
But
问更多问题
That lady keep asking me more questions.
他问了很多问题最后呢他问了一个问题
Finally, she asked one question.
有关死后之事
The afterlife.
哎呀在飞机上问死后之事
In the flight, she asked him about something about afterlife.
我这 传福音最好的机会。
It's the best opportunity for gospel.
我说，如果你要知道死后之事
，If you want to know anything about after life，
有三个办法。
There's three ways.
第一个办法
，First，
你就问活的人
，Ask the living people。
你问活的人有关死后之事。
If you ask living people about the afterlife,
如果你问一个活的人有关死后之事，没有好的答案，为什么？因为他还没有死过。
If you ask a living person about the afterlife, you won't get a satisfying answers because he had never.
因为还没有死过，他还没有对死后之事没有答案。
He has no experience about afterlife, so he cannot give you the right answer.
不单单他还没有死过，他没有完全的活过一生呢，所以他对生也没有答案，对死更没有答案。
Not only about left life, even for the current life, he hasn't have a good question because he hasn't finished his life.
所以以前有人问孔子有关死后之事，孔子说：“未知生，焉知死。”
So some disciple asked a question about Confucius about
life after death.
The life of death.
And Confucius says, "I do not know about the meaning of life. How could I possibly know about life after death? 未知生，焉知死。"所以问活的人没有答案了。
There's no answer to about afterlife for the living people.
他说，对对对。
And the lady said yes.
我说第二个办法。
The second way.
第二个办法，如果你要了解死后之事的话
，If you want to know the afterlife,
那你就问死人。
Ask dead people.
问死人的嗨，你死了之后怎么回事呢？
If you ask people, how are you doing in the afterlife?
可是我告诉你的不可能。
But it's impossible.
问死人。
To ask dead people.
证明给你看。
I can prove to you.
他真的，我说真的。我说如果你能够问死人的话，世界上的谋杀案完全解决。
If you ask a question about dead people, so all the murder case will be solved.
那如果今天晚上有人杀死我
？If some murder happened tonight.
杀死我 ，murder me， 那很方便。
So easy。
我师母就问问我吧，老公，谁杀死你啊
？So my wife will ask me about the murder case.
Who killed you? 我说张牧师啊。那马上警察来抓张牧师了。Immediately, the police come and catch Reverend Chan. 就如此破案了吧
？So the case will be solved.
世界上的谋杀没有一次是这样如此破案。
There's no such a case resolved in this way.
他说：“哎呀，真的没有想过。
”They say, "Yeah, right."
我说：“你要寻找死后的答案啊，最好的办法。
”The best way to find the afterlife
就是问一个。活过死了，从死里复活的，只有一个，就耶稣基督。There's only one person. If you want to ask, if you want answers to life after death, you ask someone who lived, died, and rose again from the dead. And there's only one person, Jesus Christ, our Lord, 耶稣基督，我们又真又活的主耶稣基督。Amen.然后我问了他一个问题 ，I asked her the final question: 你要跟随活人 ？You want to follow a living person? 死人 ？Follow the dead person? Or you want to follow Jesus Christ who lived, died, and rose again? 你要跟随这个活过、死了、从死里复活的主耶稣基督呢？他说：“当然是主耶稣基督。”She said.Surely, Jesus Christ. 飞机在三万尺上上面空中飞行 ，The plane was flying at 30,000 feet above sea level. 他低头，我低头，他祷告，接受主耶稣基督为他个人的救主。We bow our heads. She prayed and believed Jesus Christ as a personal savior. 感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
栽培弟兄姐妹们向未得之民传福音
To equip disciples, brothers and sisters to preach gospel to unreached people
然后兼顾门徒
equip disciples
关窗福音 evangelizing downreach 兼顾门徒 equipping the disciples最后呢，因为他们在安提阿教会建立了教会的话，他们就建立教会 ，plan establish the church。英文很翻译，就是容易记得吧，三个一哈 ，evangelizing，
equipping，
establishing。等下要问你啊，要考试的。传福音，兼顾门徒，建立教会 ，evangelizing the rich, equipping the disciples, and establishing the church。所以呢，我们在印度那里，现在呢，在开始的时候，开始他们踏脚踏车，然后呢，传福音，接受主了。现在呢，建立教会了。
After 5 years in India, the missionary riding on the bike to preach gospel to unreached person.People and right now they have two churches there.
这是尼泊尔在喜马拉雅山下。
It's in the mountain Himalaya.
The hills of Himalayas. 高山上走路几天的时间 ，you walk up to the mountains a few days. 那里一个未得知名的乡村，啊，经过河流 ，you cross a river， 然后在那边和农村们的人一起的打工 ，they work together with the villagers， and then 在那里教导儿童 ，there you teach the little children who have no classrooms， 然后在那边传扬福音，这些都是孩子们。晚上的时间就在那里传福音 ，in the evening we share the gospel of Jesus Christ， 然后呢，他们就信主了，然后现在希望在今年、明年的时候建立一个小小的教会，可是这个教会就要上山，要把全部的木料、材料都要扛上去。You have to personally carry all the wood, all the bricks up the mountain to build the church. 我们在坐在这里，好舒服哈。
We are very comfortable sitting over here.
宣教为主，做点事情好不好？
It's a good thing to preach the gospel to the rich person.
宣教对象就像为着子民，要管传福音，兼顾门徒，然后建立教会。
Mission is evangelizing the unreached, equipping the disciple, and establishing the church.
其实这些就是向着在未得之民传福音的时候，管传福音，建立教会，整个教会的事工都要操作这个方向行走。
The whole church should be focused on these
three aspects. The support, all the ministries of the church must move to support this frontline mission of reaching the unreached, of equipping the disciples and establishing the church.管传福音，兼顾门徒，建立教会，这个是宣教不可缺乏的成分。
It's an indispensable components of a mission. These are three items.
耶路撒冷教会是建立了。
This is a first generation church in Jerusalem.
第一代的教会。
The first generation.
当他们到了安提阿教会的时候，
When they reached
the Antioch, 是第二代教会。
This is second generation church in Antioch.
当他保罗出去传道的时候，向这些未得之民传道的时候，是第三代教会建立了加拉太教会、腓立比教会、哥林多教会、帖撒罗尼迦教会、以弗所教会，这是第三代的教会。
So all the churches established by Paul is the third generation of church, and after Paul, Apostle Paul's mission trip.
从这里到这里大概30年时间。
This took about 30 years.
一代传一代。
Generation by generation.
第一代的教会建立第二代教会，建立第三代教会。
So establishing church generation by generation.
在尼泊尔，我们的宣教师，他们在喀曼都建立了一个教会， 之后建立了第二代教会，建立了第三代教会。
In Naples, we also established the first generation, second generation, third generation churches, generation by generation.
一代传一代。1982年。
In 1882,
Austin 中国教会，华人教会
ACC
开始了。
The first generation of church.
这是第一代教会。
This is first generation.
多少年之后成立了磐石教会呢
？2007, the second generation of the of church in Austin is our RCCA.
25年之后
，After 25 years.
25年之后，你们磐石教会建立了，开始了，正式开始了。After 25 years, your secondGeneration Church, you are. 现在你们应该是一个 Antioch 教会了。
So we are Antioch Church now.
你们要差遣工人出去了。
We should send workers out to preach gospel.
你们现在第7年的日子了，2014年，现在从2007到现在7年。已经过去了。
7 years hasn't passed.
以后的7年，以后的10年，以后的20年，你要在这里扮演的角色是什么呢
？Next 7 years, next 10 years, and next 20 years, what's our future goals?
看见前面的需要，工厂的需要，宣教的需要，是否我们愿意说主啊，我愿意
？To see all the need requirement in the and a harvest, can we say, Lord, what can we do?
我希望你们能够从这里到中国，到缅甸，到尼泊尔，到印度，到蒙古，到世界各处，向未得之民传福音，建立更多磐石教会。
We can go to China, Burma, Nepal, India, Mongolia.To establish the third generation churches of the world.
主恩待了这个教会。
God showed mercy to our church.
很多人才。
Many talents, many.
神祝福了你和祝福了我。
God has already blessed all of us.
看见未得之民的需要。
Seeing the needs of rich people.
希望弟兄姐妹们一起的。
We hope work together.
同心合意的。
With all hearts.
贯穿福音。
To preach gospel.
建构门徒。
To equip disciples.
建立教会。
Establish churches.
直到主再来。
Until Christ come again.
愿主恩待你，恩待我。
Bless us.
我们低头祷告。
We pray together.
我们亲爱的父神，我们谢谢主。
Dear Father God, we thank you.
你给这个教会在这里再次的提醒我们，也给我们一个很大的挑战。
You give us a great challenge.
希望弟兄姐妹们能够看见这个意象。
We should see the vision of this mission.
在这里的教会不单单是我们自己在这里享受你的恩典而已。
We not only enjoy your grace over here.
我们也要把你的恩典带到未得之民那里去。
We should bring your grace to all the unreached people.
主啊，求主你再兴起更多的宣教师。
Please God, raise up all the missionaries.
从这个教会，磐石教会变成了安提阿教会。
From RCCA to as an Antioch Church.
把福音广传天下。
To evangelize the unreached.
坚固门徒。
Equipped the disciples.
建立教会。
Establish the church.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.